Okay, so we're going to start from the top of Mimvova Medalis. And last time we did a couple of lines into the Daf. So I'll just repeat what we said, and then we will continue on to the next Gemara. What the Gemara was talking about was how come rainwater doesn't have the kvias of where it started from Erev Shabbos. Either the Gemara suggested in the ocean where it started, or the Gemara also had a Havamina that maybe we should have thought that it started in the clouds. To which the Gemara said that, no, neither of those are a real kvias because the water is moving. And as the Gemara finally brings, there's a braisa on the fourth line from the top of the Gemara, Memvava Medalis, V'tanya, and we learned in a braisa, Naharet HaMoishchim, if there's a flowing river, Umayonis HaNoivim, and also a flowing well from a cave, Harei Hein Karagle Kol Adam, the waters in those bodies of water are considered like anybody who draws the water, and they do not have a kvias onto themselves, because the Gemara said on top, because they are moving, and they don't have a kvias until somebody draws them and puts them in a pail of water. So the Gemara now continues and says, Amar Rav Yaakov bar Idi, Amar Rav Yeshua ben Levi, Halacha ka Rav Yochanan ben Nuri. So he paskens like Rav Yochanan ben Nuri, which goes back to our Mishnah, which is talking about a case where if a person was sleeping, and they fell asleep through the beginning of Shabbos, and then they woke up on Shabbos. The question was, how far is their tchum? Were they kaveya amokoyim for themselves or not? And Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri said, yes, where they wake up, that's the place where they're kaveya amokoyim, and they have 2,000 amas in each direction from where they wake up. And that's how he paskens. I'm the Rav Zeira, the Rav Yaakov Aridi. The Zeira Shmi Yilcha, did you hear somebody explicitly paskin that this is correct? Or did you, based on some other halacha that you are aware of, did you figure out that this is probably the way we should paskin? Amar lei, b'seirish shmi'eli, I heard it b'seirish, and therefore there's no question, you can't ask me any questions how I know that this is true, because I heard that this is the halacha. But the Gemara wants to know, maichlala, to Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, what was the information that he would have based himself on, that from that he would have derived that we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri? And again, if that's the case, it's possible to ask a question of us. But the Gemara wants to know, what would we have thought he used as the background for paskining this way? The Gemara says, "Damar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, halacha k'divrei hameikel be'eruv." The halacha in general, Masechtas Eruvin, is that we paskin like the meikel. So if there's a machlekes, as we're about to see, in a Mishnah or in a halacha, and we don't know how to paskin, we'll paskin like the one who is more makel. So in this case, when a person woke up and he doesn't have a tzvom, according to the Rabbanon, he only has Dalet Amos, but according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, he has 2,000 Amos in every direction. Obviously, that's a major kula. So we could say, oh, I guess we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. And that's how we would have, if we were relying on an inference, we would have used that as the source to say we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. However, as he said, I heard it beferish, so it's not an issue. In any event, if that's true, that we've always paskin like the Divrei HaMeikel, the Tarti Lamali. So the Gemara says, if so, we could have, in fact, used that as the source, so why does he also have to paskin like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri? So Amar Rav Zeira, Tzrichei, you need both psak. You need the Beferish of psak, and you also need the general psak that we go like the Meikel. To Iyashmi, in Halacha of Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, he said just in general, that we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, Havamina ben Lekula ben Lechumra. So we would have thought that we always paskin like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, even if what he says is a chumrah. However, kamash malon halacha k'divrei hamekel be'eriv. So that's why we say that we always paskin like the mekel, even in a case where Rabbi Yochanan is l'chumrah. We're not going to paskin like him. I'm not sure what the chumrah was that he says, but if in fact there's a case where if according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, he holds that if you have a kli that's hefker, it's also kaina amokim, and that actually comes out of chumrah, because if there's a kli that has a mokim and somebody finds it, let's say I have an eruv. So if I have an eruv, I can go from the place that I pick up the kli technically 4,000 amos, whereas if the kli has its own kvias, the kli can only go 2,000 amos because it doesn't have an eruv. So that would be a chumrah. So kamash malon, that we paskin like Divrei HaMeikel, that in that case also the kli does not have its own tchum, and therefore it can also go like the owner who picks up the kli 4,000 amos. So the Gemara says, okay, that's great, so we don't always paskin like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. So just simply say that we always go like the Kula. Halacha ki Rabbi Yechonah ben Uri Lomeli. So what do we need to make that statement that we passing like Rabbi Yechonah ben Uri for at all? Itzrach. So we do have to say that as well. Why? I would have thought Hanimi the Yachid b'mokim Yachid, the Rabbim b'mokim Rabbim. I would have thought when they're equals, when the two people on either side of the machlekas are the same, either an individual against an individual, or a rabbin, a group against a group. So then you don't know which way, you paskin like the makel. Abel yachav v'makim rabbin, but if it's an individual against a group, a maloy, we would say that there's no right to paskin like the individual, even if he's the makel. And that's why we have to say that we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri, even if he is against a rabbin. Like in our Mishnah, because he's an individual, and there's a rabbin that says Dalai Lama, so I'm still going to paskin like Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri. Amalei Rabbi Le'Abaya, Samichti. So Rabbi says, let's see where this would play out. Eruvin derabbanon. So Eruvin is in any way a din derabbanon. So Mali Yachid b'mokim Yachid, Mali Yachid b'mokim Rabbin. Why would we have a havamina that just because it's against the rabbin, we would go l'chumro? It's a din derabbanon anyway. We should be looking for kulas. Amalei Rabbi Papa, the Rabbi, so Rabbi Papa says, Eruvin derabbanon. So you're telling me just because it's the Rabbanon, we can always go Lakula? We find cases that because it's a Machlekes against the Rabbim, we're going to follow the Rabbim, and the Rabbim is going to be Machmer. But tonight, like we learned in the Mishnah, Rabbi Eliezer Oimer, Kol Yisha Shavra Olea Shalosh Oinois Daya Shaita. So this is a Sugya Nida, that generally speaking, when a woman has a period, so she is Tamei. The question is, if she didn't feel the onset of the period, and now she sees dam, and she doesn't know how long the dam has been around, so we have various shitas over there, and the question is, how far retroactively is she tummy? Or let's say the simplest shita beis hillel, that she's tummy for the last oino, which is approximately 12 hours. So if she sees dam in the middle of the day, she has to assume that she's been tummy for the last oino, either 12 hours or 24 hours previously. However, if a woman who is normally sees has a period at a specific time, and then goes 3 months, let's assume that it's every 30 days, so she goes 3 months without getting her period at all. And now, for the first time, 3 months later, she gets a period. So the question is, could she be compared to a woman who no longer has a set time, and therefore, when she sees the dam, she can consider herself tummy right now and nothing retroactively at all? Or do we say, no, it's just a fluke for whatever reason that she didn't see the dam for the last 3 months, and she's like every other woman that therefore has to be worried that maybe she really saw the dam beforehand and she didn't notice it until now, because possibly, as Rashi explains, maybe the dam was held up in the rechem and it didn't come out right away, but really she was tamei from beforehand. Now, everybody agrees that if the woman is a zakeno, if she's an old woman, as the Gemara Nida defines as a woman who people call her grandma and doesn't complain about it, so everybody agrees that in that situation, obviously, it's a fluke that she's getting the dam now, so we can certainly say that she's only tamei starting from now. However, the question is, if you're dealing with a young woman who should normally get a period, and therefore it was a fluke that she didn't get 3 months in the past, that she didn't see her period 3 months ago for the last 3 months, so then that's the question over here, whether or not we say daya shaita, which means that she only becomes tamei now immediately, or do we go l'chumra and we say that she goes back retroactively. So here Rabbi Eliezer says daya shaita, which means that she only considers herself tamei right now at the moment that she sees the dam. However, Batanya, we learned in a brisa, Ma'isav Osa Rebbe, Rebbe Eliezer, Rebbe Lozer. And there was a story, in fact, that Rebbe paskin like Rebbe Lozer, that he was makel and says, no, you don't have to worry about what happened before you saw the dam. However, La'achashin Iskar, after he remembered, we'll see what that means, Omar, he said, Kedayu Rebbe Lozer lismay chalov b'shasat chag. Okay, now that it's shasat chag, so we could rely on it, because as Rashi says, shasat chag, it was a famine year, and if you make things tummy lim afreya, it may ruin some of the ability to eat food, and we don't want to do that. So he was makel. However, my lachashaniska, what does it mean after he remembered? Ilem lachashaniska dein halacha k'Rebbe Lozer, if he remembered that we don't paskin like Rebbe Lozer at all, elik rabbanon, that we paskin like the rabbanon, that it goes back lim afreya, and everything is really tummy. So how could just because it's a famine doesn't mean that we can make things that are tamei into tar? That's not, if we don't pass in that way, it's not mutter to make kulas. Elo. So what would be the explanation? Really doesn't say anywhere where we paskin. So the halacha was, la'achash and iskar, after he remembered the law of yachid poligalei, that he realized that it's Rebbe Lozer is choligam, not on an individual, elo rabbin poligalei, but rather it's a rabbin that he's arguing on, and he doesn't want to paskin like a yachid b'makim rabbim. He doesn't want to paskin like Rebbe Lozer against the rabbim. Omar, Kedai Rabbalo, the list Mechalev Shasat Chak. He says, okay, you know what, in this case, since it's a Shasat Chak, I'm going to let it go. However, under normal circumstances, I would agree that we would paskin like the Rabbim. So what do we see from this? We see that even though this is a Din Darabanan, because we're obviously Adam is a Din Tame, but the retroactive aspect of it is only a Chumrat Darabanan, Gzeir Darabanan, and still, and we see here that under normal circumstances, we would paskin like the Rabbim, even though they're the Machmer. So we see under Rabbanan Dinim also, when it's against the Rabbim, we go the Chumrat. So Amar Amishar, Shia the Rabba, Amar the Rabb Nachman, Rabb Yitzchak, the Rabba, so they said to Rabba, another question, Ubi the Rabbanan Loishana, Ben Yachub, Mokam, Yachub, Mokam, Ben Yachub, Mokam, Rabbim. Again, he wants to bring another Raya from a case, which is a Dinda Rabbanan, that, again, we see that because it's a Yachid arguing on the Rabbin, therefore we're going to pass them like the Rabbin, even though it's the Chumrah. Okay. So the Gemara says, wants to bring another Braisa. Tanya, we learned in the Braisa, Shmuel Kroiva, this is talking about if a person, unfortunately, wasn't around when a relative of his was Nifter, a relative that would require that he would sit Shiva and Shloshim. And he didn't hear about it right away. However, if he heard about Shmuel Kroiva, if he heard about it during the Shiva or during the Shloshim, I guess Shiva v'Shloshim, he still has to sit Shiva and he has the Halachas of Shloshim as well. Rechaika, however, if he didn't hear about it until after an extended period of time, we'll see what that is. Eina Noyeg Eli Yom Echad, he just has to have the chumras of both Shiva and Shloshim for one day. Veizi Kroiva Veizi Rechaika, what's considered right away and what's considered after a while time, after a while. Besaych Shloshim Kroiva, if he hears it within the first 30 days after the Nifter died, so then it's still has the halachas of Shiva and Shloshim. Acher Shloshim, but if the first time he hears about it, it's only after Shloshim, Rechaika, that's considered far away. So in other words, we can be make Dir Rebbe Akiva. And so we see it's an individual, one sheet Dir Rebbe Akiva, that can be that says you could be Mekel. The Chachamim Oymer, and the Chachamim are more Machmer, and they say, Acher Shmuel Kroiva, Acher Shmuel Rechaika, and they have Shiva of Shloshim. They say, no matter when you hear about it, it doesn't matter. There's always a din of Shiva, of regular Shiva and Shloshim. How, so what are we paskin? For Amar Rabba Bar Pachana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Kol Mokam Shatam Moitzi Yochid Meikol V'Rabba Machmirim. So generally speaking, when it's an individual against, even though it's the Meikol and the Rabbim are Machmir, Halacha Kedivri HaMachmirin HaMerubin. We usually go, we follow the Rabbim even if they're Machmir, because they're more. However, Chutz Mizu, except in the case of Avela, Sha'afo Pish Rabbi Akiva Meikol V'Chacham HaMachmirin, even though it's an individual against the Rabbim, that are machmer. Halacha k'divrei Rabbi Akiva. We're going to paskin in this special case like Rabbi Akiva. V'savar lo k'shmul, d'amar shmul, halacha k'divrei hameikel be'evil. So if, because we paskin like Shmuel, it says by Avelis also we always go l'kula. So we, the Gemara points out by Avelis hu d'akiva ba rabbanon, ava ba'alma afilu b'de rabbanon. But it, this is because it's Avelis, therefore the rabbanon hameikel. But in general, the rabbanon are going to be make a distinction. Shani, they're going to differentiate ben Yochid b'makom Yochid, ben Yochid b'makom Rabbim, whether it's a individual against another individual, then we could be Mekel, versus an individual against the Rabbim, we're going to have to follow the Rabbim even if they are Machmer. Oh, so we're back to our original question, which was, how come over here, since Erevin is Lekula, why do you make it, why would you have had a Havamina that because it's Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri is arguing against the Rabbim, we're going to paskin like, we would still paskin like Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri, Lamaisa, even by the Rabbanans, we follow the Rabbim. Generally speaking, we follow the Rabbim. Rav Papa, Omar, Itzrich. Rav Papa goes back to another answer, why we had to say that we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri. We could, Saka Daitoch. I mean, I would have thought, Hani Mida be Erev Chatzerus. I would have thought that we're only Mekel by Erev Chatzerus. Aber by Eruvet Chumin, Emeloi. So I would have thought by Eruvet Chumin, we're not so Mekel. Tzricha to tell us that we are going to be Mekel even by a Ruvei Tchumim. Again, so what are we talking about over here? This case is where the guy slept and he woke up after Shabbat started. That's a Ruvei Tchumim. It's limited to how far he was able to walk. That's a Ruvei Tchumim. A Ruvei Chatzeris is much more Mekel because Be'etzem, a Chatzer, even though it belongs to a group of individuals, however, it's not a Rishos HaRabim. So Midah Raisa, it's really, there's no reason to be Machmir. The Rabbanan put on a gezeira for whatever reason, Shalai Tishkach, Teres Erev, they gave us some chumras. So therefore, I can understand why we would look for the Kula. But over here by Tchumim, which is possibly a Dinda Raisa, maybe we should be Machmir. That's why he has to say we pass him like Rabbi Yechon ben Uri, even though he is a Mekel. So the Gemara says, "Minot Tamra, where do we see the Shani Lon Ben Eruv Chatzeris Eruv Chum? Where do we see that there's a difference between those two types of Eruvs?" The Tanah we learned in the Mishnah, "Am Rabbi Yehuda Bamed Varam Amuri in Eruv Chum." Rabbi Yehuda says right out, he says, "When do we say that we're Mekel by Eruv Machmer by Eruv Chum?" But when you're dealing with an Erev Chatzeros, Ma'arvin ben Ladas ben Shaloy Ladas, you're allowed to even make an Erev for somebody, even if they don't know about it. Like what we use, the Erev in town that we use, we don't know, we didn't know when it was made, or nobody asked us, and it still works. Why? Because there's no downside to it. There's only a positive. And the rule is that you can always do something good for somebody even without his Das. However, you can't do something that works to his detriment unless he's in front of you, meaning that he knows about it. So by Tchumim, there is a detriment, because if I make an Erev for you, that if I go to the east, so it's great, now you get an extra 2,000 amas to the east. However, what I just did for you is I cut off your ability to go to the west. So there is some sort of downside to it. And therefore, I can't do that, even though it may end up being in your benefit, but it may end up being to your detriment. So therefore, I can't do that without your explicit permission. In any event, we see that there's a difference between a Eruv Tchumim and a Eruv Chatzeiros. So that's what I would have had a Havamina, that we don't pass on like Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri, because it involves a Eruv Tchumim. Kamash Malon, that even over here, we're going to pass on like Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri. A third teretz, Ravashi Yomer Itzruch. Again, we need to pass on like Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri. I would have thought, Hanimi Vishiure Eruv. That's only talking about when I'm leaving the rest of an Eruv. Abba Batrilis Eruv Emaloi. When we're starting an Eruv, I wouldn't pass on like him. In other words, I wouldn't necessarily go Lakula. Now, what's this talking about? This is talking about, generally, as we're going to learn later in a few weeks, that when you create an Erev Chatzeros, there has to be a minimum amount of food, a minimum amount of bread, either two meals worth, or a little, at least a gezias per person, whatever the sheet is, we'll see how to set the shear. So that is if you want to create the Erev. However, if the Erev is already created, and now nobody bothered to check, and then you go on Shabbos, and you notice that there's some food missing, but there's still a little bit left. So that's what we're talking about. There's an Erev remaining. To create an Erev and a Hanami, we're more machmer, it has to be the minimum share required. Otherwise, you don't have an Erev in the first place. But once you have an Erev there, as long as there's something left, we're going to be makel. So again, since over here we're talking about creating an Erev, because when you woke up, you're being kaizeya al-makaim, so maybe over here we should be more machmer, so that's why we have to say beferish that we pass them like Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri. Now the Gemara says, where do we see the difference between whether it's starting, creating the Erev versus leaving over what you already have? The time we learned in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says this, when do we say that you need this year is only if you're creating an Erev? But if you had the Erev already and it's a matter of what you have left over, even if you have a little bit left, that's going to be good enough for the Erev. The Lai Amru, the Erev Chatzeros, because they only said this requirement for Erev Chatzeros, because otherwise people will forget the concept that we have to be machmer in a chotzer. So therefore, we're a little bit makel to allow any amount of food to continue it. However, we're machmer that you have to create the Erev and it has to be the right amount. Okay. Now the Gemara says a new concept. Rav Yaakov or Rav Zreika Amru. They said, Halacha ki Rabbi Akiva mechavei roi. Whenever you see Rabbi Akiva arguing on another man diyamar, we always paskin like Rabbi Akiva. Uka Rabbi Yosi mechavei rov. And Rabbi Yosi, we're going to paskin like him, even if he's arguing on many other people, even on a rabbin. Uka Rabbi, and we're going to paskin like Rabbi mechavei roi, again, if he's arguing on another man diyamar. Lamai Hilchoso, what do we need these rules for? In other words, either if these rules are true, so then they should always be true. Ravasi Yomer Halacha. Ravasi says he meant this, that we're gonna darshan this barabim and tell everybody that this is always look at these rules as the halacha. Rav Chiya Barabba Omer Matin. He says that you can rely on this rule. You have to find out what really the halacha is. However, if you didn't know what the halacha is and you paskin this way, you can rely on it and you don't have to go back on what you said. Rav Yosi Bar Chanina Omer Nirin. He says that we don't even paskin this way, but it seems to be that, in other words, if there's no reason to paskin one way or another, so then we're going to use this rule. However, if there's a psak and you paskin incorrectly, even if it's the Rebbe Akiva, that's not going to help you. I'm going to have to take back the din. Similarly, Koloshan Azeh, Amr Rabbi Yaakov Aridi, he said the following. Amr Rabbi Yochanan says the following. Reb Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, if it's a machlekas between Reb Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, halachok Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yehuda wins. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi. And now, between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi, halacha Rabbi Yossi wins. So therefore, Vayin Tzarech Loimar, Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi, halacha Rabbi Yossi. So Rabbi Meir, so to speak, was number three, Rabbi Yehuda was number two, and Rabbi Yossi was number one. So clearly, Rabbi Meir against Rabbi Yossi, we're going to pass him like Rabbi Yossi. A equals B and B equals C, so you have to say A equals C type of concept. Why? Because Hashtag Makom Rabbi Yehuda less. So Rabbi Meir doesn't even count against Rabbi Yehuda, but Makom Rabbi Yosi Mivoy. So of course he's not going to count against Rabbi Yosi because Rabbi Yosi even beats out Rabbi Yehuda. Similarly, Amar Rav Asi Afani Loimar. I also learned the following: Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Shimon. If it's a machlokes between Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Shimon, Allah look at Rabbi Yosi. Once again, Rabbi Yosi wins. Amar Rabbi Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon. If it's a machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, so Allah look at Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda beats out Rabbi Shimon. So therefore, so hashda b'mokam Rabbi Yehuda lesa. So if Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Shimon doesn't win against Rabbi Yehuda, b'mokam Rabbi Yosi, boy, again Rabbi Yosi beats out Rabbi Yehuda. Certainly Rabbi Yosi is going to beat out Rabbi Shimon. However, the Gemara wants to know, Ibayilu Rabbi Meir or Rabbi Shimon, Mai. So both of Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda were second to, Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Shimon were second to Rabbi Yehuda, so we don't know which one of them we're going to pass on like the Gemara's to take, or we don't know. The topic. So the Gemara now continues to say, Amar Mishar Shalasna Lahani Kvoli. We don't really hold of any of these rules anyway. Minole the Rabbi Mishar Shiaha. How do we know that we don't follow these rules? Meaning, where do we ever see a Mishnah that has this type of machlaikas in it, and we don't pass on like the Mishnah? If you're going to base it on that which we learned in the Mishnah, Reb Shimon Omer, L'ma'adavar doimim, L'gimel chatzeres ha'psucha ezulah, so this is our Mishnah, that you have three chatzeres that are each open to each other. U'psucha is the Rishos Rabim, and then individually they're each open to the Rishos Rabim. Irvu shtayim, hachitzoinos. If the two outer ones are, each, in other words, the middle one has an air which puts each one of the two outer ones separately, imam tzoyis with the middle one, himitaris imahen, he is mutter. The middle one is mutter with each one of them on the outside. Behemet haratima, and the outside ones again are allowed to go into the middle one. B'shtayim achitzon is asur l'zumzu. But the outer ones are not allowed to bring kalim that started in any one of the outer ones to the outer one on the left can't go all the way to the outer one on the right. V'amarav chama b'aguria amarav halacha k'Rav Shimon. Oh, so we see, and we paskin like Rav Shimon over there. Now remember, if you remember, based on the Gemara before, Rav Shimon, so to speak, was on the bottom of the totem pole. Uman Palagalei, and who's the one who argues on this sheet? Rabbi Yehuda. It's Rabbi Yehuda because there's a brisa that Rabbi Yehuda argues on. So v'ha'amr Rabbi Yehuda v'Rabbi Shimon alachu k'Rabbi Yehuda. So we see that based on the rules we said before, we should be passing like Rabbi Yehuda, not like Rabbi Shimon. Alav shmamina, less no, we don't hold of these rules. So the Gemara says, my kusha. So how do you know that that schlugs up the whole rule? Dilma hechad itmar itmar hechad lo itmar lo itmar. Where it says it, and where it doesn't say it, it doesn't say it. So now the Gemara is going to continue and bring another brisa, but this brisa is going to continue on to the next amid, so we're going to stop over here because it's going to get involved in a whole new sugya. It's going to basically bring another Gemara, but again, the Gemara wants to suggest Rabbi Shimon against Rabbi Yehuda, and the Gemara is eventually going to say, Hechad Eitmar, Eitmar, Hechad Eloy, Eitmar, Eloy, Eitmar. But we're going to stop over here.
Hechad Eitmar, that means when Amorayim say afterwards, the halacha is like so-and-so?
Right. So we specifically have a reason or a basis to say to paskin like so and so, in this case Rabbi Shimon, then we're going to paskin like him even though it goes against the rule. So basically what we're saying is the rule may still be intact as a general rule provided nobody specifically said something to undermine the rule. So if the rule is still the rule can remain intact as a general matter as long as there is no specific reason why not to listen to the rule. So we don't know whether or not the rule is really true in general. It could be, because we see, on the one hand, we see a Mishnah that we don't follow the rule. On the other hand, it could be that maybe that's because over there they made a specific point of not following the rule. But generally speaking, if you don't know one way or the other, you may still, in fact, keep with the rule.